welcome to Talking Classrooms, the podcast where we reflect, connect, and challenge the way we see education, one honest conversation at a time. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanqana, and today I want to talk about something that keeps me going even when days are long, when resources are few, and pressure is so high. Today's episode is called Why Education Still Gives Me Hope. Because despite everything, the system, the stress, the setbacks, education still lights a fire in me. And I think it might do the same to you too. So let's be real. The education system isn't perfect. Number one, teachers are overworked and under-resourced. Two, learners are facing poverty, trauma, and social pressures we couldn't have imagined a decade ago. So schools also are trying to do too much with too little. So now we have also in places like my community here in South Africa, the gap between potential and opportunity can feel very huge. It would be easy, almost reasonable, to feel hopeless basically. But I don't, and here's why. I hope it doesn't always come from policy. It doesn't come from policy changes, for example, or big wins. It often shows up in small moments, quite unnoticed moments in the classroom. Like the time a learner stayed behind after class to ask something like, "Sir, can you explain that one more time? I really want to get this one this time." So now, or a student that started a year failing basically, but ended it reading confidently in front of the whole classroom. Or a teacher that shares basically lessons, ideas in the staff room, not being praised for it, just to help others. These are the moments that we talk about. These moments might seem very small on paper, but they are enormous in spirit. They are signs that learning is happening, relationships are forming, and minds are being grown. They're basically growing, basically. So that is the one thing that gives me hope. Let's talk also about learners or students. Some come from homes, different backgrounds, where there's no electricity, no space to study, no food, and yet they show up. They laugh, they raise their hands in the class, they try, they are bold, they are brilliant, and they are full of ideas that could change the world if we can just listen. When I see students take ownership of their own learning, that thing challenged my thinking also as an individual or as a tutor or as an instructor. It challenged my thinking or help one another succeed. I remember why I started teaching. These are the little things that always draw me back. They remind me that education is not just about marks, it's about possibility. Another reason education gives me hope is that those who work around me, those who I work with, basically my colleagues, the ones who buy extra stationery for learners out of their own pockets, the ones who stay behind to prepare lessons for tomorrow, the ones who still believe in learners that have been written off by others. So I've seen teachers become counselors, coaches, mentors, mediators, and so on, and still they manage to deliver a killer lesson on the Pythagorean theorem, which is on the side of mathematics. So they don't always get recognition for these things, but they keep going anyway. That's not just dedication, man. That's love. And it's one of the most powerful forms of hope I know. Yes, the system needs a little bit of change, but here's the thing. Hope isn't passive, it's active. It's saying, I believe better is possible. I believe in our learners, I believe in our school, and I believe we can shape a system that reflects the dignity of every learner, every teacher, every voice. Hope is a vision, man, and education is one of the most best vehicles we can move toward it. Because when we teach, man, we don't just teach subjects, we teach futures. Teach futures, generations. So now, here's my message to you who was listening now. Whether you are a teacher, student, or a school leader, hold on to the moments that matter most to you. Speak up when something isn't working. Support each other. And maybe, just maybe, pick up a mic and tell your story too. Because when we reflect and speak honestly, we keep that hope alive. Not just for ourselves, but for the next generation. Thanks for listening to this episode of Talking Classrooms. If this episode gave you a little of bit of hope, share it with someone who might need it today. You can follow me, Bulelani Makhwanqana, on Facebook, also on TikTok. For more updates, stay tuned, and for reflections, resources for educators and learners. Until next time, keep teaching, keep reflecting, and keep